get to share with you some scripture. The pastor gets to come up and share with you a great message. So this is from Deuteronomy and also mixed in with Colossians. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to keep his commandments, decrees, and laws. And then you will live in increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you're entering to possess. Did you guys catch that? How that part? He says, here's what you got to do. Here's what you're going to reap. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. Now, isn't this cool? God goes and gives us, he says, here's all you got to do. Because you remember in the Garden of Eden, they had one rule, right? Couldn't even keep that. So I declare to you this day, you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. And then moving into Colossians 3. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, Alex songs from the Holy Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. So this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brian was an avid football fan. And so he purchased, at the cost of $2,000 each, two tickets to the Super Bowl. And when he got the tickets, he realized that was the weekend of his wedding. And so he didn't know what to do. So he immediately goes to the internet and he said, Saturday at 2 o'clock at First Baptist Church, her name is Tiffany. Oh, come on, it was better than that. Okay, if you have to ask for a laugh, it wasn't that good. Today we've been talking about graduates, and we wanted to set aside some time to honor them and to give you credit for what you've done and say to congratulations. Congratulations, Alex, for 12 years of success through the public school system. Cindy and I helped with the Lakota school taxes when we lived in Westchester, so we were glad we were able to provide you a good education. It's a great school system. To Carolyn, to Clint, to Heather, to Kylie, and to Maggie, it's off to a professional career. It's off to do something different, unless you can squeeze some more tuition out of mom and dad for another year. You worked hard. I've been there. They said, been there, done that. It's not easy. So today I want to share some thoughts about facing some challenges in the lives that we live and the things that there are before us. How we face challenges will determine how we live our lives and how we live our lives out. That is the one key factor, and that is how we face those and how we accept them. To those of you graduating from college, you're leaving a relatively comfortable lifestyle, and I say that because you have a dorm room that's probably never cleaned. You eat meals in a dorm, cafeteria that you never had to prepare. And now you're going out to an apartment or to a home somewhere. Dorm cooking becomes your cooking. At some point, you're going to have to clean. Unless you're like our two and they lived out of a laundry basket, we were never sure what was clean and what was dirty. But we all have those things that we do. And so life is about change. It doesn't stand still. It doesn't stay stagnant. It changes, and it will change throughout all of your life. For Alex, you shared you're going off to the New York Conservatory of Music. New England, well, congratulations. That's, I understand, a very prestigious school, according to Grandma and Grandpa. To each and every other person, best wishes in your career. Doug told me yesterday that Kylie has a job already, and that's great. I asked her yesterday if she was going to be riding with her mom to work, and she said, maybe the first day. So that may not last long. But I believe that each one of you have the fortitude, have the drive and the desire to exceed and to excel in each and every step that you take in your life. You've shown that by the effort that you put forth. No longer will mom and dad be there for you, but they will be there for you. We as parents are really good at giving advice. Not everybody is good at taking advice. But we don't get gray hair if we don't color it from some experiences that we go through. And I would encourage you to listen to the advice. I would encourage you to take it, but if you're like I was and every other person in this room, you'll go out and do it the way you wanted to do it. But sort through what you're told. We ask ourselves, what will I face? What's ahead of me? And so we need to take some advice to heart, and I think that the writer of Deuteronomy today said three things that I think are very significant. The first thing he said was, listen closely. We could go back to that. Could we go back to that slide, the first one there? That one. This, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. He set before us that. And so what we have here is God speaking to us. God is saying some things to us. He's saying, listen to what I have to say. Be obedient. Listen to what those, and you're going to hate this one, but listen to what those in authority have to say over me. We don't like that word submission, and we, in a series that we shared before, earlier this spring, it's words we don't like, and submission was one of them. We don't like somebody telling us what to do. But as you enter the business world, you're going to have people that are going to supervise you. They're going to find things about what you do that they are going to be truly surprised and excited. They're going to look at you and say, that's amazing that at such an early stage in your career that you were able to do that. They're going to applaud you. They're going to delight in everything that you do. They're going to encourage you. They're going to pat you on the back. They're going to build you up. But there are also those out there that have to do with death and destruction. I hate to tell you this, but not everyone that you run into in your career is going to be happy for your success. There, unfortunately, are jerks in the business world. And I can testify to that because I've worked for them. I've worked for those that are phenomenal. And I would probably use other words if I wasn't standing before you of what I really thought of some of them. And I told a couple of them that I didn't think they were very good leaders. It didn't do me any good. But, you know, I mean, that's what we face and that's what we see in society. They're afraid you're going to take their job. They see you as a threat. But let me encourage you. Listen to them, because realize they may be your supervisor, they may be your boss, they have authority over you. So listen. Then he goes on to say, he said, I've set before you today life and prosperity, life and good, and death and adversity or evil. God has set before us success. And sometimes we don't look at that. In fact, he's actually given us life. And he's given us success that goes with it. His word says that he set that before us. I looked up what the word prosperity or good meant. And the biblical use of the term prosperity is part of a description of wellness and wholeness. That nothing is missing, nothing broken. So we are complete, we are whole. The good news of the kingdom of God is that he teaches us that. He teaches us that we can attain success in all that we do, no matter what we do, we can be successful. Because it's a supernatural power of God that gives us the ability to use our natural instincts to succeed. The writer here is saying that, yeah, we have to be in submission. We have to look over those and listen to those that are in authority to us. We may not like it, but it's required if we're going to succeed. It's required if we're going to live as the Bible describes. No one likes it. No one likes the verse in Ephesians where it says, wives, submit to your husbands. Nobody likes that. Most husbands don't like the next one. God said Jesus submitted to the Father, and as the church is under Jesus, most people don't like that. It says, husbands, love your wives. A lot of children, young people, don't like to submit to their parents. We think we can do it our own way. And when you lose that parent, you look back and wish you still had their counsel. Wish you could still talk to them. But you can't. A good leader will show you things. He'll not tell you how to do it. They'll show you how to do things. They'll lead you. They don't become a dictator, but they become a leader. And the third thing he says, I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk. That is to live each and every day in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, so that you will live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to possess. We may be entering the business world to possess. The third thing he's saying, love God first. You don't have to do the things that I do to love God. I don't have to do the things that other people do to love God. That may sound like a profound statement, but he says to work that out on your own. To some, things I say or do may be wrong. But he's saying to obey him and to follow his commands, to love one another. There's plenty of love if we love God first. In fact, there's more than enough love to go around. So he'll provide his direction and his guidance, but I encourage you to seek it out. When we're obedient, there are always positive results. When we follow what he says, I've set before you today prosperity, life, death, destruction. All those things are out there. What do we choose? We choose life because it brings other things with us. As I sat and thought about this message this week, and I looked over the names of those that have graduated, and know your families, and having the opportunity to spend some time with some of you and talk with some of you, there's no doubt in my mind that at some point you're going to have an influence over other people. He said he would make us the head, not the tail. He would lead us. Your skills will be advanced over other people. But we have to choose love. People will seek you out looking for solutions and looking for answers. You'll become a leader if you choose to do so. You'll have great success, but we have to have that one word in the forefront, and it has to be obedient. And we have to be obedient. You'll be a blessing. You'll see favor in the business world. You'll see favor in your lives. You'll see beyond anything that you ever imagined is yours if we're obedient. Because ultimately, it's not what we have here, but it's what we leave here when we go somewhere else. I heard somebody on the radio said, you know, the same, you've heard it before, you can't take it with you. And then that's true. The only thing, and I share this with people in celebrations of life when I do them, is that what we leave is our legacy. What we leave is who we are. Not necessarily what we accomplished. We all know Abraham Lincoln was the 12th president of the United States. But there's a lot more things about Abraham Lincoln that we know and that we admire than we expect. God has so much in store for you. Blessings, favor in your future. Things that you sit here today and think, I wonder what's going to happen, and He already has a plan laid out for your lives. He'll go above and beyond what we might even think, what we might even expect. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he said, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it by pushing us, not pushing us around, but by working within us. His Spirit is deep and within us. Don't begin your career with small expectations. Don't begin your life expecting small. Expect big, you'll get big. Expect small, you'll get small. That's unfortunately the way it goes if you expect small. It's all about the size of your container. The bigger the container, the greater the blessing. Think big. Expand your horizons. Expand your goals. Expand your dreams. Dream big. When others are floundering, you'll be prospering. When others are looking for a job, you'll have one. When others are struggling to be successful in what they're doing in their jobs, you'll be prospering. You'll be a success if we are obedient. God has all of the resources in the world. What's important is the size of our bucket. And if we have a big bucket, then maybe we need a tub. If our tub's not big enough, then maybe we need a swimming pool. But that's the level of expectation that we should live at. Enlarge your vision. I remember when I went to work for Farmers Insurance, probably about the third year, they said, write down your goals and carry them in your wallet. And I wrote them down and carried them around. I don't have them anymore because I don't have that career anymore. But I look back on it and I'm thankful that I did that. So enlarge your vision. Make room for new things. Our attitude toward God should be yes. Because I know wherever I go, the Bible says His goodness and mercy will follow me. Our attitude will determine our altitude, and I've shared that with the congregation before. What we expect and what we live for and how we go about it will determine what your success is. Think big. Expand your dreams, expand your goals, and seek the very best that He can have for you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you have provided to us guidelines. You have shown us how we can be obedient by just accepting you and then seeking what you would have us to do and how you would have us to go about it. So, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, that you said that we need to listen. We're thankful that you placed before us good and prosperity. And so, Father, we shun the death and destruction and accept the good. In Jesus' name, amen.